This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know what? We're changing what we do again. 877-881-1053. If you heard the Stephen Jones interview in the last segment, go ahead and call in. 877-881-1053. We're just going to go ahead and take phone calls. People are pissed.
My friend texts me, who's one of my best friends, and he said, what a waste of time. But, I mean, that's the opinion right now of Dallas Cowboy fans.
You know what?
Kevin, don't say pissed. Please say angry.
Okay. People are angry. And you know what? I'm angry, too. Let's just go ahead and pull the curtain all the way back. Let's just really talk about this. We could have kept Stephen Jones for several more minutes. But we just ended the interview because it was clear that that is what he was going to say in some form or some fashion to every single one of the questions. And like I said, I go back to what he said last year when he was like, look, I understand you're doing a job. I did not think that Stephen Jones was being disrespectful in any form or fashion. I appreciate the professionalism and the reason why he called in. However, it was very clear none of those answers were going to be what we wanted, what our fan base wanted, or anything like that. So we ended that interview 5 minutes. We could have had him for 5 minutes longer.
Yeah. I didn't want to ask any more questions. I put to you guys, I'm too mad right now to ask this guy a question. Like, I was going to get in trouble if I wanted to ask what I wanted to ask. So I just decided to keep my job.
Let's go ahead and go to line two, Josh in Forney. Line two, Josh in Forney.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
I was going to bring up that I think the Cowboys are definitely not a sports team. They're run more like a business. And if we think about it, look at where all the money is spent. It's on an edge rusher, which is, you know, really interesting. Sacks are fun. And then you got a whole bunch of explosive offense, but then you got nothing in the secondary. We've never put money in the secondary since Brandon Carr. And I want to point the question that maybe that's intentional to drive ratings, to drive people always talking about the Cowboys, because people love giant explosive scores.
All right. Thank you for the call, and that works in cooperation with something that I know Bassick has said for a while, and then from the 972, Jerry and Stephen Jones are businessmen. They see the numbers, so your questions to them have to have numbers for where the team is. You can't dispute that. And look, the business of the Cowboys is fine. Who has more fans in the NFL than the Cowboys? Nobody. Who has had more attendance at their games this year? Nobody. Who has better ratings than the Cowboys? Nobody. Who has better merchandise sales than the Cowboys? Nobody.
It comes to this in our world of capitalism. That's what America is capitalism. Is if you start a business or you become part of a business and you become the CEO or the owner of the business, the market will tell you if you're succeeding or failing. And if you fail for long enough and you don't change, the business goes out of business. You lose that business. It's over. You lose your job. The employees are done. And you have to figure out what you're good or bad at. And after that, did I learn from that experience? And can I get better and start a new one? Or did God not gift me in this? But unfortunately for us Cowboy fans, because there's a lot more to football than just putting a quality football team out on the field, the Joneses, especially Jerry, is the greatest salesman in the history of salesmen. And that's successful. The problem is he's very bad at putting together a football team along with his family and whoever else he hires. But because there's no repercussions for his actions, then the business will never go out of business. In fact, the business makes tons of money because he's so unbelievable at the other side of it. So unfortunately, in our capitalistic world that we live in, he doesn't ever have to be good at football to make a whole bunch of money.
Let's go to Craig in Salina. I believe this is line three. Craig in Salina, what do you got for us?
Hey, guys, listen, I could sit here and I could blow up, but I tell you what, there's more heart, there's more soul, there's more fight in a third-grade line of football team in high school football than there ever will be in this team. And I'm sorry, Mr. Jones, but you give the same answer time and time again. It's get out. We need somebody with some fight. We need somebody that says, you know what, we do suck, and we need to get better. And let's start by getting rid of people and get somebody in here that cares about the game of football and not just business. And let's get somebody in here that will fight for us.
Man, I love that
there
passion.
You go, Craig. Get it! Get it, boy! Get it! That's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of fire I want from these callers right now, Kevin.
And an example of that is I just really wish Stephen Jones would have said, you know what, maybe you're right. If Zeke keeps fumbling at this level, maybe he's not elite anymore. Like, that's the kind of answer you want instead of, well, if you look at what's happened in the past, I still feel like we judge so many things on this current team through the prism of the past instead of looking about what's actually happening in front of you right now or going forward.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you there, dude. Like, this team sits there and says, hey, man, these guys have a track record of doing these things. Not what they're doing right now isn't good enough. And somebody's got – how do you hold somebody to accountability? How do you hold them to accountability?
And
you
check
them.
Record.
You check them every single time they mess up. Zeke should not have been back out on the field, Kevin. Zeke should not have gone back out on the field.
I 100% agree with
that.
And
I don't know if that's Mike McCarthy sitting there saying to himself, man, I got to get this guy back out there because the Jones family is going to come down on me when if I don't. Or if he's saying, you know what, I got to figure this guy's confidence out in some way, shape, or form. But Zeke needs to understand that he doesn't deserve it if that's what he's going to do is cost his team football games.
Let's go to line one, Gary from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. What do you got for us?
Listen, hey, hi, guys. I love your show, man. I listen to you guys every day.
Awesome.
My issue with this is this. From top to bottom, there is a delusional arrogance with this franchise. There is no accountability. Jerry Jones is delusional. Fans who wave their pom-poms, their foam finger pom-poms shouting, we're number one, are delusional. There's a delusional fan base. There's a delusional rah-rah with this team. Until this franchise understands that they're not going to win, until everyone stops treating Jerry World like it's Disneyland, like it's a tourist attraction, until they stop coming to the games, until there's a deficit in the pockets of Jerry Jones and Steven, until they understand that, you know, they stop coming to the games and stop doing all this other stuff until there's accountability with this franchise. And, you know, we're going to continue to lose. It's plain and simple. Jerry doesn't understand it, and Steven don't understand it. They're the problem.
They're
the issue.
Thank you very much for the phone call. And my concern is that if that's the case, then it's never going to happen.
Oh, I don't think it'll ever will. I think I'm 42. If I live another 42 years right now, I would bet on they never see an NFC championship game in the next 42 years because the Jones family, this is their toy. This is their team, and it's always going to be. And I just don't think that they have any type of – they just don't care enough. Do they care? They care. Do they care enough? No, they don't
Kevin.
Care.
I just want to point out that caller was Amari Cooper. Like, you heard his voice. That was totally
Amari Cooper.
It did kind of
sound like
Amari
Cooper. Man, that's pretty genius to say you're from Tennessee. Like, I want to look up, was he born in Murfreesboro, Tennessee? Because if that's the case, I'm going to be like, what?
He started listening, you know, that day we interviewed him, Kevin.
From the 682, of course we suck, you jackass. The whole team is out for the season with injuries. This is an excuse, and what a nonsense excuse that is right there. All right, walk me through the injuries that they're looking at on defense. A bunch of guys. Like, they got Leighton Vander Esch back yesterday, and they still got lit up on defense. Who are all these devastating
Last night, Cheeto was out. Cheeto and Tristan Hill.
Okay, we're missing Cheeto, who's a guy. Tristan Hill, who was already labeled a gigantic disappointment, he's improved, but great. And you lost Gerald McCoy, who, you know, cool.
You never had him anyway.
Yeah, it's not 2015. And yet, the Cowboys allowed 34 points in five straight games. That's tied for the longest streak in the history of the NFL. the history of the NFL. If you want to say that injuries are part of this, I'm all for that. But you cannot say it's just injuries. And that same person's like, oh, you want the GMs to bash their players? No. There's a difference between bashing your players and saying, you know what? You're right. If Zeke can't hold on to the ball, maybe we will consider benching him. Or, yeah, you know what? You're right. We did miss Dak Prescott in terms of Andy Dalton didn't play well, and his first series should have ended in an interception and a safety. Like, it's okay to say things like that. I do not think that is bashing your players.
I do.
Coddling them like little babies ain't helping. I'll tell you that, Jones family.
Yeah, that too. But one of the reasons I can't just, like, throw this all on Mike McCarthy is, like, I can deal with fumbles. I can deal with injuries. I can change protection. I can cover up some defensive flaws, right? Like, I can do all those little things. But, man, whenever my plate is that full and I have all that much crap and I took the job thinking, man, I have one of the best offensive linemen or offensive lines in the NFL still, even with Travis Frederick still trying to work his way back. Oh, crap, he retired. Oh, hold on, Tyron's out for the season or under construction right now. Hold on, Lyle Collins isn't in shape, and now I got to deal with a bunch of young players that are awful. Plus, on top of this, my leaders can't even keep the ball in their damn hands. And then on top of that, my defense can't figure out where they're supposed to be and they look like idiots out there. No, Kevin, I can't sit there and blame everything on McCarthy because all of these things haven't been fixed yet. But there's a lot of people that are sitting there looking in the room going, man, it's all of us right now.
Well, Corey, more people want to talk. Let's listen. 877-881-1053. Go ahead and call in right now. Send your text in. Let's keep talking about this. People are furious about that Stephen Jones interview in a way I have never quite seen before because part of it's the game. Part of it is what he said. We will continue talking about all of it next right here on The Fan. Now, we said we were going to take more phone calls. And you know what?
Nobody called?
No, they did.
Oh, trust me, they did.
They definitely did.
Hey, Reggie, how many people did you hang up on because they didn't have good enough calls and you were like, I have better ones?
Sir, my ears are burning. Everybody got heat.
Fire!
You know
they
what?
Just want the Cowboys to execute.
You know what? I want to go to, I mean, I know it's probably not actually him, but let's go to RJ in Dallas, just on the off chance that it is Choppy. RJ, what do you got?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Look, my honest opinion, as long as Jerry Jones is the GM and the Jones family's running the organization, I don't think we'll see another championship. You know, all the Joneses care about is money, driving sales, merchandise, tickets. That's about it. I mean, I don't think they might care a little bit about winning another championship, but they don't care about it as more as making their money and putting money in their pockets. They're money hungry.
And that's unfortunate because we hear that time and again, and it is hard to argue with that. Like, I know that is a point that Bassick has made year over year, and I think it's fair, and obviously I think it sucks. Let's go to...
Real quick, Kevin, I just wanted to point to this. Brett Veach and Chris Ballard might be the two best GMs in football right now. Both the ones at Indianapolis, one's at Kansas City. And those guys are going to want GM jobs. Will McClay could be good at being a personnel guy, right? But he's never going to be the GM here. Nobody right. that ever knows and is good at evaluating talent will ever take the job of just be the guy that evaluates talent.
Let's go to Melissa in Fort Worth. Melissa, what do you got for us?
So I've been listening to you guys all week, and you just said that the Joneses don't know, don't show, or don't care, right?
Yep.
Sure.
So all week you guys talked about Andy Dalton being the number one backup quarterback in the league, but as soon as Dak went down for the season, Andy Dalton's not a backup quarterback. He's now your starter. And depending on how you look at it, he's maybe 24 before you look at any stats and he has any play time, maybe 24. So if you guys hadn't had Tony Romo, hadn't had Dak Prescott, the Cowboys, how are they not the Jets? How are they not Washington? And why? Here's the hot take. Why would Dak, when he took the franchise tag, I said, I don't know if this is true, why would he re-sign with the Cowboys? He's going to be Tony Romo. He's going to get the blame, even though it's not his fault. He's going to beat Dan Marino. He's going to be great, but he's never going to get a ring. So why wouldn't he take 2 years, see if McCarthy does anything, and then no amount of money would want me. If I was elite like him, no amount of money, why would you stay?
That's a great question. I think at least for Dak at the beginning, the visibility part. But everybody knows who Dak is now. And so I know you're always worried if you don't sign the franchise tag that the team can clog you down and hold back your progression for just a little bit. But that's a
great call, by the way.
That was.
That's a sobering and very fair point, because last night you saw something that looked reminiscent of the Jets. Like you,
I would have it as a pick 'em. I know that I'm not Vegas, but I don't know if we can beat the Jets on Sunday. I'm picking the Washingtons are going to beat us. At least that's what I'm picking. I don't even know who's quarterback or anything. We're not going to score against them. We will score 10. We're scoring 10. You think we can hold them under 10?
Mm-mm.
Well, we lost.
I think Andy Dalton was expected, and yes, on paper, everybody was like, oh, he's the best backup you could pay for. And on paper, that's true. Then you also think if – and, Mike, when I went off on having Andy Dalton, what was the one thing that y'all said? Look, if you need to win a couple of games, he should suffice for you.
Yeah.
I don't think the Cowboys expected that he would have to win the rest of the season, nor did I think that they thought, or anybody else, Cowboys fans, be honest, I don't think anybody else thought that they would be in this kind of a hole in the season already.
I didn't know they'd have the worst defense in Cowboys history.
Yeah, and
I knew it would be bad.
And they're angling at one of the worst defenses in NFL history. And I looked back at it, only one team lost by more points this weekend than the Cowboys, and that was the Browns. And you already got smacked around by the Browns. And so, like, Melissa's point about why would Dak want to sign back here, I'm like, well, because it's the Cowboys. And you're like, what does that mean anymore?
It's kind of like signing with the New York Knicks. But a lot of players are deciding not to go to the Knicks until they can prove they can run their organization right. So it'll be interesting. Honestly, Dak will probably get the franchise tag. It'll be interesting if he's like, because he can't fix this. I don't care who, Patrick Mahomes can't fix this.
No. Let's go to Josh in Grapevine. Josh, what do you got for us?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Thanks for having me on. I just want to talk real quick about how, I mean, we've been talking about how injuries have plagued us over the entire season, but I also want to bring up how the mask of injuries is going to keep Mike McCarthy and the staff on longer than they should be, because we keep using the excuse, oh, you know, our O-line is injured and banged up. We've got guys out on defense. You know, Dak's injured. I think it's going to keep Mike McCarthy and Mike Nolan and his coaching staff on longer than they should be because of that.
I fear that is 100% correct because, man, whether it was – and this is what this all started
You're gonna
from.
Fire him after this season?
I would.
You're going to fire him mid-season right now?
No. Not mid-season because I think that this season, well, we'll see. I'll give
– Well, this season's going to be lost, Kevin.
But Steven told me we got lots of football.
Dude, come on. Be real here. Look, this season's going to be lost. You're going to fire him after this season after losing his star quarterback
well, maybe not
and
him,
all the other
but
problems?
No.
I would, and I'll tell you why. If you really want to talk about somebody's track record, let's not go so far back. Let's take a look at Mike McCarthy's more recent track record.
He tried a 90-yard field goal down by 1,000 last night.
I'll double-check this. I think he's a 5-14-1. In his last 20 games. You could tell me that he won a Super Bowl with the Packers, or you could tell me that once Green Bay was more of the favorite, they always folded, or you could tell me that he got fired from the Packers, or you could tell me that nobody wanted him the next year and he had his little sojourn where he picked up on analytics, or you can tell me that none of that's changed. But I think that caller is right. I think that these injuries and the turnovers and everything else will just be the excuse to keep him around longer. Well, where I will be like, you know what? Old-timey ideas aren't going to work anymore. Why don't you bring in somebody who's actually in demand now? Not because they used to be a good coach, but because they are currently on the cutting edge of what's happening in the NFL. I just don't see any way that's going to happen.
Who?
Look.
Dabo?
No, not Dabo.
I mean,
just because he's not on the cutting edge of the NFL. Like, he might be a good coach. I just don't know how that would trade. Me, personally, I'll sell out for Eric Bieniemy. Like, I'll go ahead and make that happen.
I don't think he'd take the job here.
Bring Eberflus back.
I don't think he'd take the job here. He's already seen it.
I'm kidding. That
caller was fire, right? She just said, if I was Dak, why would I even want to come back to this team?
My kid honestly asked me on Friday, why do we have to root for the Cowboys in the car? We are listening to G-Bag Nation. That's before last night's game, because he's really into sports. And he said, man, why are our teams so bad? And why do we have to root for them? I said, well, it's where we're from. They represent our city. And I had to lie to him, because then I said, and they'll be good again.
They could be.
No, they never. No, they never will be.
Okay.
Okay, well,
they'll be good enough to make the playoffs every third or fourth year. They'll be good enough to make the playoffs and get hammered. And we'll talk about how Dez caught it.
See, and I'm not prepared to say that they'll never be good again, because I can just look back at 14, 16, and 18, and I know it didn't have the outcome, but we were good. I know we weren't great.
Jack Nicholson, that's as good as it gets. Enjoy it. That's as good as it gets. People don't want to live in the reality. We are Washington. We are Detroit. You know, we are one of the worst franchises in football for 25 years.
And we got potentially one of the greatest wide receivers the NFL will ever see, and we're going to waste his career.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.